Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. Keep making us hungry. Texting into the Vancouver Ford text line what your final meal would be if you were on death row. I'm sorry, I probably wasn't paying attention. I said a big old barbecue plate. What did you guys say?
Ooh, honestly, I haven't given much thought to what I'd want for a last meal. Probably, man, I'm probably going to go with a bunch of stuff because I don't have to just get one thing, right?
No, so, I mean, that's why I went with the barbecue plate, because there's so many different types of meats.
Yeah,
you get
a porterhouse.
Pickled onions.
A nice, maybe a couple porterhouses. Give me a couple, like...
A good steak,
A couple big-ass lobster tails.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some pasta. Like, hopefully something good. Maybe a nice Alfredo, or a nice, shrimp Alfredo, something like that. Something spicy, maybe. Yeah, a bunch of stuff.
Maybe a nice vodka sauce, perhaps.
Yeah, right? Right? Who doesn't want that?
I'm going to try to cover all bases here. So, yeah, stuffed crust pizza, pepperoni, olives, extra cheese, and then cheese in the crust, obviously. But, like, the OG, like Pizza Hut. Definitely some surf and turf. Like, a good cut of fatty steak, though. So, probably, like a ribeye, and then a couple of lobster tails. A dozen oysters.
Oh,
A 12-pack of Miller High Life.
He's trying to get absolutely sauced before they put him in that chair.
There's nothing saying that I can't have a beer.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
if I can have wine.
Some jalapeno cornbread, and then God, I'm forgetting like one thing. This is just so dirty and terrible. The big, like family size, frozen pack of Stouffer's mac and cheese from the grocery store.
Oh, that's your guilty pleasure, eh?
I was going to say, I don't know if the injection wouldn't kill you because of all the alcohol in your system, or now the Stouffer's mac and cheese, like the chemicals from the Stouffer's.
Kevin McAllister ate before they broke into his house.
He actually didn't eat.
He didn't eat.
He
had a knife and fork, too. Like, what were you going to eat? With?
Just take a bite really quick,
mac
kid.
Mac and cheese with a knife and fork.
All right, text line coming through here. Of the 19 states where capital punishment is legal in practice, a USA Today analysis found 12 allow special last meals, and 2 of those impose a price limit. So that means 10 of them do not impose a price limit.
I'm pretty sure I can tell you which states those are.
Like that impose a price limit.
Oh, you mean the 19 states that have capital punishment?
Capital punishment.
Oh, I'm sure a lot in the South.
Tennessee, Alabama, Alaska.
Yeah, I think we could probably just like make a circle around the Southeast, and it's like we would cover all the states that are down for that.
Does that, because Oregon technically is on that list because it is legal here. Capital punishment is in our Constitution, but there is a stay by the governor, first Kate Brown and now Tina Kotek. So technically, I think Oregon is on that list of 19 states, but we just do not actually practice that.
California, not surprised there. They just got a ton of people. It's like, listen, we got to cut the numbers any way we can here. Right? We got way too many. Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Nevada, Nebraska,
Kansas, Oklahoma. Again, a lot of these states kind of in common with each other.
Yeah. All the red ones.
Yeah, they definitely have a vibe to those states. We have audio. So we have history in these finals, which we have to. This has the question in it, too. Right, Jordan?
Oh, it has everything. Okay. And it has everything.
Yes. Perfect. So there is history being made in this NBA Finals that there are two black head coaches, Joe Mazzulla and Jason Kidd. And yes, Jason Kidd is black. I don't know if it was mom or his dad is black, but it's history. The first one head matchup between two head coaches, rather, in NBA Finals that are African-American. First time since 1975. But let's play the audio and let's get Joe Mazzulla's thoughts on this matchup.
Hey, Joe. Vince Gill with Yahoo Sports. For the first time since 1975, this is the NBA Finals where you have two black head coaches. Given the plight sometimes of black head coaches in the NBA, do you think this is a significant moment? Do you take pride in this? How do you view this, or do you not see it at all?
I wonder how many of those have been Christian coaches. David Aldridge?
7.5 seconds. Dead silence.
Listen, I know that, dead air on radio is not ideal, but that silence spoke volumes right there.
It wasn't us.
That was the clip.
I'm sure everybody in that press conference was just like, I don't know, Joe. That's not what we're asking or wondering right now, but I guess we'll look it up.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Joe Mazzulla is one of the... He's so weird. Like, I don't know if that's a valid question or not. I'm sure there's been a lot of Christian head coaches that have gone up against each other in the NBA. Also, National Catholic Reporter saying this is the first time two black Catholic coaches have gone up against each other. So they wanted to make sure that was known as well. But again, like, Joe Mazzulla is so weird. And it's like, why are you the way that you are?
Man, listen. Like,
I know, Rashad, you were like, dude, that was kind of a good opportunity.
That
for
was,
you.
I
like,
mean,
and again,
for the first time,
this had to be weird again.
Since before any of us were born, you know, 1975, you have two African American coaches or two people that identify as African American that are coaching in the NBA Finals, the biggest stage that you have in basketball, bigger than I mean, to me, it's bigger than the Olympic basketball. Like, none of us are really going to get up at 4 a.m. and watch those Olympic games or anything like that. But so this is, you know, the biggest thing that's in the world. First time since 75. This is an opportunity for you as a black coach to say the cultural significance is definitely there. Not something I think about, you know, I just want to be the best coach I can be, anything like that. But acknowledge the fact that there haven't been black men in this position. As a black man, I was kind of like, I wanted more from Joe Mazzulla. Again, I don't need him to say, yes, and this is great. And look at, you know, you don't have to do all of that stuff. But culturally, you know, acknowledge that. And I think that was, mind you, I can imagine just from his voice, I believe the person asking the question was a black man.
I didn't get the name in it.
Yahoo Sport.
Vince Scully?
Vince
I don't think
Scully.
He's black.
Yahoo Sports. Or, Vince.
Wait, what? Is he Vince Scully still alive?
I think Vince Scully's still kicking. He's enjoying retirement, I think.
I think it's Vince Goodwill, I would assume. Yeah, host of the Good Word podcast on... Hold on, we're just going to confirm.
Vincent Goodwill,
hey Joe,
Yahoo Sports.
Vince Goodwill, Yahoo Sports.
Yeah, Vince
for the first time since
So, I mean, so here's somebody that's, you know, recognize the question, recognize that cultural significance, and then...
I'm sure the look on his face was just kind of like looking at him
What do you mean? Bro, so, what about my love for God? It's like, cool, bro. Like, nobody's saying you can't do both. But
this reminds
me. Like, I thought that was...
I
lost some cool points for me.
I really wish there was a female...
He had cool points?
Not really, but now he, you know, he lost the one that he might have had.
I wish there was a white female reporter that could have chimed in and be like, but you do understand the significance, right?
Oh,
Joe,
yeah. The MSNBC scolding. Yes.
Yeah, that was from Todd Bowles. And I can't remember. It was like a couple years ago where it was a regular season game between the Bucks and the Steelers. And she asked, like, how does it feel to, you know, that two black head coaches are facing against each other in this game? And can you just talk about what that, you know, what that means for African-Americans and being able to become head coaches in the NFL? And he's like, well, I don't think it's a big deal. I think you guys just keep talking about it and making it a big deal. And so the less you talk about it, the less of a big deal it's going to be. And then she's like, but you do understand the significance, right, Todd? As you know, and it's like,
tell me, and that's when I say,
yeah, white
like,
lady,
white women. Let me school you.
Tell me more. Tell me about how I should feel.
As a white woman, let me tell you, Todd Bowles, how you should feel as a black man being a head coach.
No,
in the NFL.
And mind you, I don't want to tell, you know, say that that's how Joe Mazzulla should feel, right? I don't want to, in that same vein.
But you actually kind of have a right,
you know,
I would say.
You know, how he should feel about that. But at the same
time... Well, let me tell you, Rashad, how you should feel about this, okay?
At the same time, I know there's a lot of people that look like me that looked at that and said, man, that's weak, bro. That's
for sure.
Because number one, that was a kind of a jerk response. Not, I mean, like, how many of them are... How many of those guys
are Christian?
A
little condescending,
yeah. Yeah, like, why does... I'm not sure why that matters right now, but I understand.
He's a man of God, okay, Rashad?
I don't agree with what he said at all, but from some of the sentiment I'm reading on social media, it sounds like, at least from what I'm reading on Twitter, people think that the conversation that he would like is that it's more based on my character and my faith as opposed to my skin color, which maybe he could have done a much better job in saying that as opposed to come across as a condescending D.
My man is from Rhode Island, so I don't know. I was just being real. He's from Rhode Island, so
I love
you know,
the comment.
That may not be his. He might not feel that way. He might not feel like it's important, you know, for two black men to be in this position. Like, just being real. I don't know a lot of brothers from Rhode Island.
Dude, Reddit is so good. So the video was posted, and the NBA subreddit's just been having a field day with this. But one of the top comments is, my man has a minimum of 3 bodies in his outside freezer. Minimum.
Probably.
Yeah, that backyard's got some holes.
Oh, my God.
He's just kind of, I mean, he's one of those dudes, like, basketball.
Nobody on the planet scares me as much as this man does.
Sports is one of those things that it covers up a lot of blemishes. If you're good at sports, people are going to give you a pass. I can't tell you how many basketball players and football players I know, and you're just the weirdest, like, rudest person. But because you play sports, like, we allow you to be a certain way, or you kind of get this, like Kyrie Irving, if he didn't play basketball, people would think he was weird as hell. Right? Like, if he weren't a famous, really, really good basketball player, you would think he was super, super strange. But he was, and so, but he is. So
I feel like he has like kind of some identity crises sometimes. Yeah, it's like, so, you know, this week I'm going to really show how much I care about my Native American roots. And then like, the next week I'm going to show how much I really care about my African roots. And then I'm going to show how much I care about my Jewish roots. And then the next week it's, you know, and he's a melting pot.
And I'm okay with most of that because Kyrie is somebody who's, man, super smart, super well-read, and he's comfortable with him. And I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at anybody who's comfortable in their skin. That said, people could still think you're weird, right? And I think because he plays sports and because a lot of athletes play, like, they get a pass. And that's kind of what Joe Mazzulla has gotten a pass for, his weirdness, for years, because he was a solid high school player. He was a middle-of-the-road college player, and now he was
the big fish in a small pond as the coach of the Maine Red Claws before the Celtics brought him on, guys.
Right? So, and now he's got an opportunity to be, you know, so I don't want to hear anything about him being a black coach that wins. Now you can't really play that card anymore.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.